For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobanka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck can pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to Stringy.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
When's that Dwayne Wade statue night, Solana? Because I want to... I want to be laser focused on that today because I don't want to do the show. Everyone's done. I want to worry about the D Wade night.
Chuck was at the game. I saw him.
Yeah. Let's talk Panthers. Yeah. Let's talk Heat, Dwayne Wade statue night. A lot of stuff on the docket.
Now you want to talk about Terry Rozier almost being cleared for 5-on-5?
I want to know why that Malik guy was cut already. I want to know.
Exhibit 10. Break that down.
Why can't the Dolphins' primetime losses just be losses? Why do their primetime losses have to be disastrous events that then get dissected, you know, for hours on end by all the sports talk shows? Like, listen, you lose on prime time, you lose on prime time.
Yeah.
Why does every time they lose on prime time seem like it just knocked them out of the playoffs, or someone got knocked unconscious, or someone was bullying someone? Like, why is everything a disastrous event?
The last primetime game I watched was last week, the Rams-Lions. They went to overtime, and the Lions won in overtime with a great game. The Dolphins got their ass whooped, and their quarterback gets knocked out again. It's disastrous outcomes to the game. That's why it's disastrous. Speaking, if they lost by three last night, oh, that's a great AFC East battle. Tua's walked off the field again. McDaniel's kissing him on his forehead like he's a six-year-old niece. It looks crazy to the people outside of South Florida that doesn't cover him every day.
Why didn't he slide?
He was trying to get the first down, and now
he had it.
That wasn't a hard hit.
It wasn't a hard hit. I have, by the way, when I say why didn't he slide, I have some sound today to play from some people who have opined on the situation. J.J. Watt is one. I'll play it for you later, but he directly responds to the dopes like me who say, why didn't he slide? And he makes a fair point. It makes me think about my take because I'm very angry that he didn't slide. I'm angry.
But if he slides, they might have been behind the line, and now you're not helping your team win that game.
It's essentially what J.J. Watt says. J.J. Watt says the same people who say, why didn't he slide, are the same people who would kill him for not putting his shoulder down if he didn't get the first down in the red zone in such an important game. So I get it, but we're going to hear a wide variety of takes on what transpired last night.
These aren't violent hits that Tua's taking when he gets knocked out of games, and that's my concern for him because we've watched the prior concussion, the fall back when he hit his head and he had the little hand in the air. This time he had his fist balled up same way. Like, I'm concerned with Tua. I know we're going to play Manti Te'o, who talked about it passionately, but past the Dolphins, past the salary cap, past all of that, like that game last night put me in a different mind place about Tua. And I go too far, whatever you want to say. His career, not if we can beat the Titans in a couple weeks. His career for being knocked out on hits like that, it wasn't helmet to helmet. It wasn't a violent, like there could be no flag thrown on that. It wasn't a violent hit. And we're back at the place we were a couple years ago. I'm concerned.
There's so many thoughts on it because, you know, I've seen quarterbacks put their shoulders down. He didn't even do that in the way that you normally see someone. Like it was very awkward to me, which annoys me. Like if you're not going to slide, try to lower the boom a little bit. He almost absorbed the boom in a weird way. I'm confused by a lot of it.
If you're not going to be the nail, you got to be the hammer.
Right.
The nail doesn't just throw itself forward. Like he's not violently going forward. He's falling down forward to the point about sliding. I've watched those two plays now probably 70 times back to back because that's the story of the day. Not learning how to fall, but not being the guy that wants to lower the boom. It's a weird mid place to be when you're running the football.
He's had four concussions now in 5 years, if you include Alabama, and he's really had more if you include the Buffalo game where he stumbled getting back to the line of scrimmage that was never counted as a concussion, mm-hmm. by the way.
5-5. That's concerning, Hulk.
Yeah. Yeah, well, here's the thing. There's going to be a lot of people opining on what Tua should do now. For me, it's his decision. It's his family's decision if he's cleared to play. Now, sometimes it gets taken out of your hands. Chris Bosh wanted to continue playing for the Heat, and they said you are not cleared. They were talking about suing to make him eligible to play. Remember, and the Heat and their physicians stood firm. You are not cleared to play. And it became a thing. So he didn't have a choice. Chris Bosh wanted to play. If Tua's cleared to play, it's his choice and his family's choice. Now, I can speak to you with the wisdom of a 54-year-old man who, as you get older and things on your body start to break down and you don't feel like you used to, and you watch people who you've loved, you know, throughout your life, parents, uncles, aunts, get older and break down, you start to realize there is nothing more important than your health.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm 54 and not a professional athlete.
Yes.
So I don't pretend to have an answer for him at all because I wasn't a professional athlete, but at his age, I was invincible. Anybody at that age is invincible. You don't think about the future. And throw into the mix there generational wealth for your family. And you go, you know what? I'll tough it out because everyone's going to live better. My kids, their kids, their kids' kids. Everyone's going to live better. So I don't mind toughing it out. That's a warrior's mentality. That's who athletes are. They're warriors. So I don't have an answer for him, and I don't think anybody does. I think he does. He'll have to come up with it.
No one that's playing last night or no one's going to play tomorrow or nobody that's playing this Sunday or Monday have the mentality of, oh yeah, man, I'm just out here playing. This is fun. For them to get to the level they're at, even college guys, like you went through some stuff, you grinded through some injuries, you have a high pain tolerance, you have all of that. I'm with it. Guy dislocates your shoulder, pops it back in place. I praise him in the locker room afterwards. Hey, John, man, hey, bro. Well, you like you said, you're a soldier. Man, we appreciate you staying out there fighting for your team, being there. When it starts getting to that brain stuff, it changes for me, huh? I'm not going to lie. It makes me think about Vontae Davis. It makes me think about Junior Seau. It's bigger than toughing out an ankle or a knee or a hip or all that stuff. It's different now where you're knowing about those brain injuries and just seeing that. Like you said, did I have a concussion every year if I started playing right now? Yes. Because they said, yeah, if you get up and you have see the little birdies, that's a concussion. We didn't take it like that. But to be knocked out to a point where you have involuntary muscle spasms while you're laying on the ground, I can't say I've ever felt that. I honestly have never seen it actively playing. And as I've seen this twice with Tua, and to your point, the Buffalo game where he stumbles, I'm concerned with that side. It's not a shoulder or wrist or a knee. It's his brain not knowing how to make his legs move. It's his brain having his hand lock up in a certain position that he doesn't want it to. I'm the soldier of all soldiers. Y'all know I tell, man, bitch, get up off the ground, man. Stop being, you know, stop all that. Y'all know I'm that guy. This is concerning to me at a deeper level than let's win games and let's have the best offense in the league. This is worried about this man's long-term health, mental health. To his kid, I want Tua to meet his damn grandkids, Hawk. I'm to that now, watching.
I'm with you on all that stuff. All I'm saying is the way that, listen, there's base jumpers, right? They jump off a low plateau and at the last second pull a ripcord and everything has to go right. There's thrill seekers climb the side of a building or the side of a mountain that has no room for error and people die. But I don't feel like it's my place to tell them, hey, don't do that, because it may cost you your life. People make decisions all the time. UFC fighters, boxers, people make decisions all the time for what they think is right for themselves. All I'm saying is, I'm not telling you that I don't agree with everything you're saying, because if it was my son, if it was someone I had a relationship with, and they came to me and asked me my opinion, yeah, I would say, trust me, when you're in your 50s, you're going to want all your faculties. Because I'm like, I watch my kid in college. I get to enjoy it all. Like, imagine if you're incapacitated and you can't. So I get it. But I don't feel like I have the right to tell a base jumper to stop base jumping. I don't have the right to tell a UFC fighter or a backyard brawler, you know, in Cutler Bay. I don't have, I just like, yeah, people make choices for themselves. And if you have the knowledge and you're presented all the possible outcomes and you make a decision, that's your decision and I'm cool with that. Listen, I didn't think DeMar Hamlin should have ever been out on a football field again, optics-wise, right? Yeah. A once-in-a-lifetime event probably will never happen again, like getting hit by lightning. I would have said to him, yeah, bro, like, you played with fire, you came out okay, don't ever do it again. He's out. I mean, he's the one that hit Tua. Like, so I don't feel like I'm the guy who should be telling someone, you need to retire. Chris Bosh, you need to retire. A base jumper, you need to stop base jumping. UFC fighter, backyard brawler, whatever it is. Everyone finds whatever their slice of life is supposed to be. Again, it's. I'm not asked. If I was asked, I'll give you my opinion. But there's a lot of people who are saying definitively, that guy needs to be done playing. And I'm like, man, you can't say that. It's when someone's in a relationship and you look at it from the outside and you go, you need to get rid of her. She's no good for you. Well, you're not in there. Yeah. You don't know the totality of it, you know? And so I give him that leeway. I give him the leeway. He's got all the money in the world. So he's got the great doctors. He's got great opinions. He'll have great information and he'll make a decision. Maybe it'll be the right decision. Maybe it'll be the wrong decision. But that's what we all do in life. We make decisions. Some are good. Some are bad. You hope at the end of your life, you've made more good decisions than bad decisions. Mm-hmm. That's all.
You have to think about how you'll be looked at too. And that's, I don't know, ego or whatever you want to call it. Like, how am I looked at if I just get $250 million and say, yep, no, this football's not for me. Sure. Let down Tyreek Hill just resigned. Jaylen Waddle just resigned. They resigned to play with me. Like, those dudes are I say it all the time. Like, I, you know, bring up some guys that passed earlier, but, like, when y'all look at Zach Thomas and Jason Taylor, they were great defenders, and Sam Madison, they're my friends. Like, I call them, and we talk about life, and I ask them about their kids and things of that nature. So it's an accountability that you have with your brothers, I guess, or your teammates, but to what extent does that overshadow the fact that I'm now worried about you physically? I want you to make it to 54 hard. I wasn't here with Tua. I was not here with Tua until the third quarter last night. My whole thing was, man, tighten up, bro. Concussions happen every day. I was there. It's honestly swung when I saw that hit. That was not a violent hit. That was by a tiny little safety. Damar Hamlin, hell, like you said, he's no banger. He hit his forearm. Someone's forearm can knock you out. This might not be the sport for you. Like, not even being funny, whatever it is, this might not be the sport that you should play if that's a hit. Because to your point, I think it might have been off air. I watched 47 hits harder than that last night, before and after that hit. And this is a sport you want to play? I would be upset. I think Tua is a top 10 quarterback. I think Tua is everything I've been arguing. But that was very disturbing last night, seeing that could happen to you at any moment. And there are 15 more regular season games to go right now. That's scary.
And all I'm saying is this. Damar Hamlin literally died on the field. We watched him be resuscitated, and he chose to keep playing football. Bronny James had a cardiac incident. That dude doesn't need a dollar for the rest of his life. Mm-hmm. He and LeBron, with his support, have chosen to continue playing sports. So don't be surprised. That's my greater point is, don't be surprised if you see Tua back on the football field, if you find out that it's a low-grade concussion, barely meets the standards of a concussion, comes out of the protocol quickly. I don't think he'll play in Seattle. I don't think he'll play against Tennessee, optics-wise. All I'm saying is, don't be super surprised if you see Tua out on the football field again this season. Because athletes and young people in general do stuff without having the wisdom of 40-year-old man, 50-year-old man, 60, 70, and 80. It's part of life. Like, it's part of life. And, you know, they always say youth is wasted on the young. But there's a reason that we do things that we do and find the paths that we find. It's because of what your makeup is, who you are.
I was a knee guy. My ailment was my knees. Dr. James Andrews, who's the best orthopedic knee surgeon in the world, that's who does every the top at Adrian Peterson's and all that. He's the one that did my last knee surgery that I played on. James Andrews was 55, 60 at the time, giving me advice on that. There should be some older people that can really give him advice, and I would like Tua to listen. I'm with you, Hawk. Tua shouldn't listen to a damn word I say. Why would he? But I really want him to evaluate it this time. I overlooked the Buffalo game. I overlooked the knockout last time. I really was pushing forward. I was sitting there. I was at the game last night. And when I saw that little fist locked up, I said, whew, this is scary. If this is Little Chan, if this is my son, this is scary.
Yeah. That's where it gets, because there's family involved.
Yes.
We're outsiders. If I'm his parents in the locker room, if I'm his wife in the locker room, no brainer for me. No brainer.
Not doing out there with them people anymore. It's crazy.
But there's a reason you're built a certain way to be a successful national championship quarterback for Nick Saban at Alabama. You're built different than most of us.
Dr. What was his name? Something with a T, Trusowski or something. After I tore my ACL the third time in high school, I'm sitting there with my mom, and he tells me, this is a guy at, it was Atlanta Memorial, because I end up going to Emory, Dr. Zeroyan, that's who fixed it. He told me, football's not for you. You've tore your ACL three times and you're not even 18 yet. And I remember leaving and telling my mom, we need to find another doctor because he doesn't believe in my dream. And that was if I would have listened to Dr. Trusowski, whatever his name was, I would never play for Dolphins. I probably wouldn't be on here. I don't know where the hell would happen. So I understand all of the pushing forward. I understand the grind and the mental drive and constant just push to be amazing. I understand it all. He's made it. He succeeded. He's played in the league. He won a national championship. He got drafted. I understand everybody wants to be a Hall of Famer. Everybody wants to win the Super Bowl. That's a push too. But at this moment, now that you have this money, you have everything. If I was Tua, if it happened the way it did, and I just got my second contract with that much guaranteed money, or even just the guaranteed money, and I could get knocked out on a play like that, even me, tough guy, linebacker, raw, boar wrestler, alligator hunter, everything people know about me, I would really have to sit back in my living room and think about if I want to play this game anymore.
And that's fair. Think it through, make an educated decision, do what's right for you and your family.
Yes.
Take all the outside noise away, whatever the contract is, whatever the pundits say, whatever the fans are saying. Make the right decision for you, your family, your future. That's it.
Future's a hard thing to think about.
Yes.
I wish I could
go back and make different decisions but that's part of life. You know what I mean? Like that's so I don't blame anyone. I don't blame anyone when they make silly decisions when they're young. I did. Everyone does. Make silly decisions as you get older. To make it so black and white for everybody, like you're talking about a guy's life, what he does, his entire identity. So easy for someone to say, hey, you got to hang it up. There's guys who their limbs are falling off. They can't hang it up because they don't want to give it up. And we see it all the time in sports. Mike Tyson's boxing at 57 years old. Dude's getting wheeled around in a wheelchair in the airport.
Stroke. And he's still going to box.
Anyway, we're going to talk about it all afternoon. We'll talk about the Dolphins as well. The good thing about Tua is this. He didn't get carted off with a neck brace on. We saw him walk off under his own power. So I don't feel like, we did in the, Cincinnati?
Yeah, it was week 4 in Cincinnati in 2022.
That felt different. This one, I feel very comfortable complaining about the actual game itself, which I'm going to today. There's other stuff I want to get to.
I stopped two fights and saved a man's life last night at the game.
Did you really?
Yep.
We're going to get that in the next segment. Don't tell me. We'll do that in the next segment because that's a good
radio.
Saved
a life last night. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Let's get a quick look at the headlines here with Alejandro Solana, who looks very impressed. Get a quick look at the headlines, and then we'll move on. We'll hear this story.
I'm very impressed by Crowder. Just through the first 26 minutes of the show, he changes tune on what a football player or how they should think and how they should act.
I think it's Tua specifically. I don't think it's a football player.
Okay.
I literally think he is making an exception for a guy who he thinks has a weaker skull than most. Mm-hmm. I'm not even making a joke.
Yeah. But 100%. Still, you change your tune. I think that shows growth. He saved somebody's life last night. We'll find out more. Mm-hmm. And he showed up to the show with a collared shirt on, Hawk. Everything
like
right now.
Like a Guayabera or something. Like he's a CEO all of a sudden. We know he opened a restaurant last night at Hard Rock Stadium. Are you going to be out there tomorrow for the Hurricanes game? Is your restaurant up and running?
To be determined. I got another story, too. Somebody stole my damn steak out of my freezer, and I'm about to fight at Dolphin Stadium. Stole the filet mignon. Somebody came and took a box of steaks out of Crack's freezer, and there's cameras everywhere. And then I accidentally found out who took it, and I walked over to their stand to confront them. And I think that's not how you do things at Dolphin Stadium. But I'm a dude from Atlanta. If you steal something from me, me and you have to speak on it.
Who was it? Was John Offerdahl? Stole your steaks.
J.O. doesn't even have a – I don't even want to say the name because I don't want to get –
We're going to get to all this today. We're going to get to all this. We have a lot
robbed. Of – Who robbed? Let's do a, the first
let's
day?
Do a quick look at the headlines here with Alejandro Solana to start out today's program. We do have a lot to get to. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
So just a couple notes from Mike McDaniel earlier today. We will get to some sound, but he did say that Tua, obviously they're not expecting him to play Sunday, the following Sunday in Seattle, but there's no time. There's no timetable beyond that.
Seattle.
And as far as Skylar Thompson.
I actually think that's a better name. Seattle sounds cooler.
Where they headed?
Perhaps you'd like to sit over here and talk with Tua's folks as well.
As far as the Skylar Thompson situation goes, quote,
"Oy vey."
The team and organization are very confident in Skylar.
Okay.
To do what? I guarantee he pays his taxes.
I have never seen a team, correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't want to speak out of turn. I don't think I've ever seen a team or a coach in particular lay down and throw away over a quarter's worth of football. I know you're down, what were they down, 21 points?
Yeah.
But I don't, you don't trust your backup quarterback, the guy you chose, enough to maybe go out there, get a quick strike, and your defense, who you have invested a decent amount of money in, to maybe make a stop, like maybe something miraculous can happen. I kind of feel like Mike McDaniel went to sleep after the Tua injury.
He did. The play calling after that, you run the ball to set up a play action pass. They're coming up. Everybody's around the line because they don't trust that you're going to throw it deep. I would have had Skylar throw 10 bombs.
Just throw bombs.
Hey, Tyreek's on the right. Jalen's on the left. Wherever the safety goes, throw it as far as you can and let one of these 4-3 guys run it even. Huh, I'm glad you brought that up. That had me hot. I rewatched the game last night when I got home.
I feel like he just, like, he was rattled by the injury and then just was like, let's get out of here and we'll recalibrate. And I'm like, man, try to make a miracle happen.
You're losing by 21. If he throws the interception, what, are you going to lose by 28?
Right.
No, you lose by 30. Who gives
Maybe they get flagged for a penalty. Like,
for Skylar not to throw bombs, that got to me. Let it fly.
Well, hold on a second. He fell asleep after the Tua injury. I don't think he was ever awake before the Tua
injury.
Fair point.
That's a fair point.
I mean, I know we're going to get into it. And look, this pales in comparison to the Tua situation. But the first two interceptions in the first quarter, before Tua got hurt, Tyreek and Waddle aren't on the field for either of those plays.
Right. And they're going to run the right routes, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you throwing 20-yard passes without your two best weapons, the highest paid receivers in your organization's history, on the field to guys who have been on the team for 2 weeks?
DuBose?
I ain't never going to see DuBose hitting them.
And Kirk Herbstreit, it's not Jonu, for the love of God. Oh, my God.
All right, we're all on edge. Let's focus on Seattle and put it behind us.
Skylar could have been throwing a ping pong ball. He wasn't throwing over 4 yards.
I was so annoyed by that. Like, you told us this is the guy, this is the backup. And then you kind of showed me that you had zero confidence that he was going to be able to do anything. Patrick Mahomes, I saw him go down. Wasn't it a playoff game? Went to Chad Henne?
And went out there and won the game. Had
won the game.
Winning drive, yes.
Come on, people.
Should have ran Wildcat.
That was another one of Barry's suggestions. We get Marty Booker out of
to say.
Marty Booker out of retirement.
They should have pulled every quarterback out and just put Devon Achane back there. Let him just get the ball and go.
No, let Skylar Thompson run the offense that beats Buffalo. Like, no, we weren't left with no quarterback. We were left with our choice of backup quarterback.
Is he really left-handed, or because he wasn't throwing with his right?
All right, we're gonna run so overtime later. Let's wrap up these headlines.
Here's your college football schedule for tomorrow as it pertains to South Florida: Hurricanes versus Ball State. Obviously, tomorrow at Hard Rock Stadium, 3:30 p.m. for the Miami Hurricanes.
All right,
UF, they host Texas A&M at 3:30 as well.
Home dogs.
Let's go Canes.
The second time this season, Florida Gators are home dogs.
Let's go Canes.
If you're going to the Canes game tomorrow, stop by Cracked on the 200 level. They might be open, they might not. And if you know where their steaks are, bring them.
Hey, if you know where my steaks are, give me a call. DM me something. Stole my damn fillets.
FAU and FIU play in the Shula Bowl tomorrow. This one's up in Boca Raton. 6 p.m. Right. Start time, 6 p.m.
Very good.
USF is at Southern Miss, 7 p.m., and UCF at TCU tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com, free consultations 24-7, 866-954-MORE. Hot today, that is your weather.
By the way, we have a contest going on. If you want to go online to WQAM.com, women's professional soccer is coming to South Florida. If you want to win tickets to see Fort Lauderdale United FC on the campus of Nova Southeastern on September 29th, just go to WQAM.com. You can enter that contest right there. Don't go anywhere. We have a lot to get to this afternoon.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no!
Hawk and Crowder.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good! Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one!
Or draft pick number one!
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So, this afternoon, we have a ton of stuff to get to. We do have some sound. Mike McDaniel had a press conference today, and he addressed, obviously, what's going on with Tua, and they're going to take a cautious approach. I think Mike McDaniel was saying essentially what I was saying in the first segment, which is, I'm not a neurologist, so I will allow the professionals to talk with Tua and figure out and let Tua and his family figure out what's the best approach for them. But also today, we're going to listen to some sound. We have sound, a whole bunch of people today on social media, on the television shows, have weighed in with their thoughts. Manti Te'o, as Crowder mentioned in the last segment, he was on Good Morning Football. He's very good friends with Tua. Ryan Clark, Crowder's podcast partner, Ryan Clark gave his opinion on ESPN. Stephen A. Smith talked about it. L. Duncan on ESPN. Dan Orlovsky took to his Twitter and talked about it. J.J. Watt as well. So we're going to get to all that stuff this afternoon. Let's focus, though, on how Channing Crowder saved a life last night at Hard Rock Stadium. Let us hear the story.
I was sitting there right by Cracked, the restaurant, and I'm sitting down, and we had a break. Like, I'm figuring out now, there's low, you know, there's high points, like, pregame, and then there's a low, like, in the first quarter, and then people come out at quarter breaks and halftime, so I'm kind of learning that whole thing. I'm sitting at a table with Asia and Ashley, Asia's sister, and I hear a thump, and I look back, and this drunk white dude has fallen sideways out of his chair and then put his hands down and his head just hit the ground. Boom. And he's sitting there shaking. And I look around, everybody starts, you know, mumbling like, hey, man.
There's a guy shaking.
Okay? There's a guy shaking on the ground. And I turn around and his head's literally 2 feet away from my leg. And I was like, hey, get up. Hey, you okay? I grab his shirt and I put him back in the chair and he's kind of, his eyes are rolling back his head. So I kind of shake him. And he comes around a little bit. And he's like, "What's up?" And I'm like, "Are you just you were asleep. Like you were."
He had a seizure?
I don't know if he had a seizure or not. And I was like, "But tighten up, man. Drink some water. Do something." And he was like, "I'll take a water." He seemed drunk, but I don't know the difference between drunk and seizure.
And so it sounds like what you're describing is a seizure. If his eyes were rolling back into his head and he was shaking.
And so the Dolphin, one of the Dolphin, I'll give him that. The stadium representatives, one of the, you know, people, they come over and he starts talking to him. So I go back into the, you know, into our restaurant and grab two waters and bring water out to him. And I get out there and he can't really answer any questions. And he's just kind of, you know, mumbling and stuff. And then there, and he's like, you need an emergency. You need a ambulance. And he's like, "No, I'm going to," he said something crazy. "No, I'm going to go and see my grandma." And we were like, "Yeah, something going on here." And then the Dolphin, you know, the Dolphin representative ended up walking him away. And I don't know where the hell they went. But if I wasn't there, I don't know what would have happened, because everybody just sat there and stared at the guy having a seizure upside down on the chair.
Yeah, there needs to be someone like you in all situations, because I'm the point guy. I'm like, "Oh, my God, look at that. That guy's in distress." I'm point guy. And then I'll probably back up casually so I can remove myself from the situation. We need people like you.
1, 2, 3. It was 40 point guys.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my crew. That's my crew.
Because my back was to the situation. Only reason I turned around was because of the fact that I everybody started making noises. And then I heard this thump and looked, and the guy's upside down.
Yeah, I'm not good. In that situation, I'm no good. I'll tell you the situation that I'm very good at. Y'all need a group picture somewhere. If I see one person in the group taking a picture of everyone else in the group, I walk right over. "Hey, you want a picture of all of you?" I'm happy to do it. Group picture, my wheelhouse. Distress, I'm a point, you know.
Yeah.
"Oh, look at that. This is not good over there."
And then after they walk the guy away, then everybody starts telling me to give me high fives. So you should have came over and helped with that right hand and helped me pick.
No, I'm a high five guy as well. Nice job, everybody. Nice job.
Great job, Crowder. Good job. So that's my save the life.
Look at you.
And I'll go backwards first. Second half, after Tua gets hurt, I'm sitting there again in front of the restaurant. I'm trying to promote it and push people towards, you know, to go. Yeah, go get you a damn sandwich and some fries and a milkshake. Buffalo fan comes out and just starts cursing out a Dolphins fan. And so the Dolphin fan gets hot and stands up, and I'm 2 feet away from him. I'm like, "Hey, man, y'all are going to fight about a football game." I'm like, "It's cool." "No, he go to hell." Beep, 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 bleep. And they're cussing. And I told the dude, I was like, "Hey, man, it's not worth it." And I kind of talked the guy down. The Dolphin fan knew who I was. And he was like, "Man, Crowder?" I was like, "Yeah, bro, how you doing?" Like, it's, trust me, I ain't even like, I'm not
Look
fighting
at you. That's office. Unbelievable, because I'm whip out the camera guy and try to go viral.
Then this was the one that I kind of was on the wrong side of this. Same thing. And now I'm taking pride in 203 because I'm a part of it.
Right. Like that's your territory.
That's my territory. I'm taking pride in 203. Don't come to 203 causing no trouble. I want to take down my property value. I just, you know, saying, like, have 203 be nice. And a dude starts cussing and screaming. Another big dude runs over and pushes him against the wall. A little guy, they're holding a little guy back and all this stuff. And so I walk over. The big dude, you know, so they're still arguing.
Sounds like protection is Lord of the Flies, by the way.
This is crazy. It's like I said, it's Hunger Games. I don't know what this is going on in 203. But it's right in front of Liv, so I think it's like the Liv crowd. They're a little, gotcha. maybe tailgated. It's a little too long. So I end up finding out who the antagonist was. It was a shorter dude. He had dread, very well dressed. Like, I was like, "Okay, why are you so mad?" Because he had like Christian Dior shoes on and stuff. And I'm looking at him like, "You don't seem like you should fight. Seem like you're kind of like executive or somewhere." So I grab him and somebody holding against the wall, and I kind of push to the side. I'm like, "Hey, man, how you doing?" I do the whole, "Hey, I'm Channing Crowder thing." And he said, "Oh, man, great to meet you." I said, "Man, what's going on? Like, because, you know, like my restaurant's right here. And if y'all end up fighting, it makes my restaurant look bad. If, you know, like, take it easy. Call." I'm just doing the whole thing. I'm trying to get him on my side. "Man, that MF owes me $1,400. I was like, yeah, well, he owes you $1,400, huh?
Let's go kick his ass.
I said, can y'all go by the bathroom and fight? Because I didn't.
But you got to say it. I'll take $400. I'll go take that guy down to Chinatown.
It changed my whole mind frame. I was like, how much he owe you? He said, yeah, he borrowed $1,400 from me. I haven't seen him in over a year. He going to just walk and live like ain't nothing wrong. No, you got to see me. I said, yeah, he got to see you if he owe you $1,400 for a year. But can you please go down around like 201 or 199 and fight? So stop two fights.
What a night you had.
Life. Oh,
holy mackerel. All right, 3 o'clock hour is coming up.
Crazy.
A lot to get to with this hero of ours on this program.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no.
Hawk and Crowder.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.